Treasure Trove.
Treasure Trove.
He started playing in the mid-1930s.
It had been that way since 1910.
It took place in 1841.
Edited the ABC.
They first arrived in 1838.
Podcast.
It's just beautiful.
A book which was published in 1801, and it's a book that's totally in German, and it's published by a Hungarian-born astronomer who's talking about the stars and the cosmos. But inside that book contains two pages of a printed version of a letter from Bennelong in August 1796. Bennelong's a traditional initiated man from the Wangal clan, which is on the south side of Parramatta River. Governor Philip is under order from King George to have and establish relationships with the traditional people, to learn the language and learn the customs. But the Eora people, of which Bennelong is a member of the Eora nation, they were very skilled at the time of avoiding the early settlers. So Philip decides the only way that he can get interaction is to kidnap a local. He then goes on to capture Bennelong and another man called Colby. So Colby escapes after a couple of weeks, but Bennelong stays a couple of months and has some wonderful interaction with Governor Philip at Government House. Bennelong would later escape, but then remains a friend of Governor Philip and has wonderful interaction over the coming years with Governor Philip and the early settlers.
And obviously learns to speak English.
He learns to speak English very well, and he also teaches Governor Philip some traditional words. And then when Philip finishes his term in, I think it's 1792, he takes Bennelong and another traditional man called Yarra Merawani back to England, where they are introduced to European and English culture.
That must have been the most remarkable experience.
Look, it's something that is just amazing. You've got two traditional initiated men who only saw white people for the first time in the 1770 or 1788. Within a couple of years, within 6 years of the first fleet, are on the other side of the world living in London. It's something that, you know, it'd be like aliens coming and taking us into outer space in today's terminology. They could not have believed what they were seeing. You know, they went to the theatre, they went to the Tower Bridge, the Tower of London, they went to St Paul's Cathedral. There's rumour that they probably visited the king, but that's unknown. But then, you know, one comes back, and what stories does he tell his people of the journeys that he's undertaken?
Bennelong's companion died when they were in England, didn't he?
Yeah, he gets quite sick, so they move from London and they move to Eltham. He dies, and Bennelong also becomes quite sick. And they're looked after by Mr. and Mrs. Phillips, who are the stewards of Lord Sydney.
So Bennelong is writing to, or dictating his letter to the people who looked after him during that time.
Yeah, so he's writing in particular to Mrs. Phillips. So Bennelong's quite sick, and Mrs. Phillips nurses him back to health. And in about 1795, he comes back to Australia. But one of his first tasks in August 1796 is to write back to Mrs. Phillips and thank her for looking after him.
Did Mrs. Phillips ever get the letter?
Well, there is confusion as to who Bennelong is actually writing the letter to. There is thought that Bennelong is actually writing to Governor Philip and his second wife. They were married shortly before Yarra Merawani died, and they looked after Bennelong. So they believe that maybe Bennelong is writing to Governor Philip and his second wife and saying, thank you for looking after me. So that's the Mr. and Mrs. Phillips. But there's no actual record of Mr. and Mrs. Phillips as the stewards of Lord Sydney.
Do we know who wrote the letter down?
We don't know who scribed the letter for him, but from a bit of research, they say that Bennelong was quite skilled in writing. He would often write. He would often watch Governor Philip and other people write orders with the First Fleet. And when he lived in London, he would sit next to Governor Philip when Governor Philip was writing with a quill pen. So they do say that he and Yarra Merawani did do some writing and English lessons, but Bennelong dictated this letter to a scribe. It's taken to England by John Hunter, who gives the letter to Joseph Banks. Joseph Banks, in turn, gives it to a very good friend of his, a German anatomist, who then passes on to the Hungarian astronomer who publishes it in his book.
Can you read it for us?
I can have a go. It says, "Sir, I'm very well. I hope you are very well. I live at the governor's. I have dinner there every day. I have not a wife. Another black man took her away. I have had muzzy doings. He speared me in the back, but I better now. His name is now Carraway. All my friends alive and well. Not me go to England no more. I am home now. I hope, sir, you fend me anything you please, sir." Then he continues on the next page. He says, "Hope you are all well in England. I hope Mrs. Phillips very well. You nurse me, madam, when I sick. You very good, madam. I thank you, madam, and hope you remember me, madam, not forget. I know you very well, madam. Madam, I want stockings. Thank you, madam. Send me 2 pair of stockings. You, my good madam. Thank you, madam. Sir, you give my duty to Lord Sydney. Thank you very good, my lord. Very good. Hope you well. All family, very well. Sir, send me, please, 4 handkerchiefs for pocket. You, please, sir, send me some shoes. 2 pair, please. Bennelong." It's celebrated as the first use of English by an Aboriginal author. So you've got a traditional man, Bennelong, using English and dictating it to a scribe and it being published. So this book is celebrated as the first printed English by an Aboriginal author. But for us, it's priceless because of its link with the early contact between traditional people of Sydney and the First Fleet, and of course the story of a wonderful diplomat between black and white Australia at a time when, you know, interaction was so priceless.
And through this letter, we can really hear his voice.
We can hear his voice and we can only imagine what he was thinking. Again, coming back from England and living back in traditional life around the turn of the century, and the interactions with the First Fleet and the early settlers. It's an amazing intrigue into early Australia.
That's all. Thanks for listening to this 666 ABC Canberra podcast. To subscribe to this or any of our podcasts, go to abc.net.au/Canberra.